Continuing the Shir in Likutei Moran, we're in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Beis, Chapter 2, Paragraph Dalid, and we started the paragraph last time. Maybe we'll start again from the beginning to get a good running start. In this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal has been speaking so far about two topics. Especially, he spoke about Toidah, the Korban Toidah, which is a thanksgiving offering. When a person wants to express gratitude to Hashem, and the Gemara mentions that there are four types of people who bring this offering, the first letters of the four categories make up the word Chaim, Chole, Yam, Yisurin, and Midbar. People who went through these crises, a person who was through a life-threatening sickness, a person who crossed the ocean, a person who was imprisoned in a life-threatening situation. And the fourth one is Midbar, a person who crossed the desert and came out alive. And this Korban Toidah represents an expression of thanks, praise to Hashem and thanking Hashem. Just like the holiday of Chanukah is all about Yemei Hoidah, Lohoidah Sulahaleo. Then Rabbeinu Zal also discussed the topic of Halacha, the study of Halacha, which is the final result and the final product of a debate in Torah. Originally, we see different sides to the issue, and then we come out with a final verdict, which is called the halacha, where the opinions all come to an agreement, either through a vote, where majority rules, or one of them was able to disprove the other one, and in the end, everyone coming to agreement on exactly what we should do. And the Toidah, the Korban Toidah, and the thanks represents one of the peaks in prayer, one of the highest levels of prayer is gratitude. And Halacha represents the peak in the study of Torah, the ordinary Pashtus, the Pshat of Torah, coming to a final conclusion, knowing exactly what we're supposed to do. And then Rabbeinu Zal spoke about a woman giving birth, Hayladah, how that relates to this. He mentioned the topic of people who are supporting Torah, how that's also similar to the concept of halacha and tahaluchai sadamim, the flow of the blood. And now let's pick up from where we left off in our paragraph Dalet. U'kishezoichen lebechinas toidah halacha, when a person achieves these two things, a person gets to a level of being able to offer a pure thanks and praise to Hashem, and also a person gets to a clarity in Torah where they know the final decision in what should be done, what shouldn't be done. Aidezeh nizgale oir ho'emes. This brings about a revelation of the light of truth, umeir bahadibur, and it shines into speech. Ki mitchila kishahadamim shoytfen al aleiv hu bechinas pigamo emes. Rabbeinu Zal spoke earlier, he spoke about the heart being like the king of the body, or the general. And whenever there's a crisis, everyone runs to the king or to the general to know what to do. So Rabbeinu Zal said that the blood rushes from all over the body, rushes the heart, for the heart to give guidance and make a decision. And this could sometimes cause a heart attack or something like that. Then when the crisis is over, the blood recedes and goes back to its normal flow, the normal hiluch hadamim, halacha, that kind of thing. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, at first, when there's a crisis and the blood rushes the heart, that's a concept of pegam ho'emes, a lack of emes. Bibchinas, as it says in Mishlei, anshei domim yisnu tam. People of blood hate one who is honest, one who is sincere. So we see that emes is the opposite of this blood, this rush of blood. Avla achar kach, kisheyoytzin mehatzora, but afterwards, when the person gets out of the crisis, shezeo bechinas toido halocha, as we learned earlier, that's when the person is offering a thanks to Hashem for coming out of the crisis, and the blood, the hiluch hadamim, returns to its normal flow. Azai meir ho'emes. Then the light of truth shines. Bebechinas titein emes liyakov, chesed lavrom. As the pasuk combines emes and chesed. Chesed lavrom, haynu halochis kanal. We learned earlier that a rabbi who withholds halachas from his student, who doesn't allow his student to serve him, is withholding chesed from him. So Rabbeinu Zal now had connected the emes and the chesed. Al yidei zeh meir ho emes, this allows the emes to shine, umashlim hadibur, and that perfects a person's speech. Ki ikar shleimus hadibur al yidei emes, because the main perfection of dibur is through honesty, truth. Ki kushta koi, the Gemara says in Shabbos, kushta emes stands on solid legs. Sheker, the word sheker, the Gemara says each one of the three letters has a single base to it. A shin has a single base on bottom, the way it's written in a Sefer Torah. A kuf also doesn't have a real double base. And the resh has one part of the letter touching the bottom. Whereas in the word emes, the aleph has two legs touching the floor. The mem has two parts touching the floor. And the tuf. It's amazing, nothing is coincidence. Right before we started the shiur just now, I received a second telephone call from a close friend who's in one of the elite units in the Israeli army, Duvdevanim. And there was an incident that took place about a week ago. I can't go into all the details, but there was a mistake that was made, that people that were supposed to take care of a certain responsibility, and they didn't. They thought someone else would take care of it for them. They didn't. And it was discovered. And the mistake involved a group of eight people. And all eight could have been thrown out of a course, a special course that they were taking to advance. One of the eight people decided to take it on himself, to take full responsibility and not to tell the truth, to make it seem as if he was solely responsible, so that if, in worst case scenario, if they get expelled from this course that they're taking, at least one person will get expelled, not eight. Whole long story that another person, a second one of the eight, was also involved, and he decided to go to one of the commanding officers without coordinating with his friend and tell the truth, and it caused a major balagan. And this person called me last night, Motzoi Shabbos, my friend, telling me the story and how he's very concerned about how this is going to play out. And then he just called me now that he has three commanding officers. One of them is a close friend to whom he had told the truth about it. Then the second one is not as close and a higher level. And when he met him today, he seemed to also understand the reasoning behind it and be willing maybe to go easy. But he told him, you're going to have to meet with a third person. And he met with a third person who came down very strong on him. And this was just spoken about a few minutes ago. And he told me he's very worried about the repercussions on the whole group, the whole team, etc. And I mentioned to him that this morning in Eretz Yisrael, we had a shiur in Likutei Halachos. And I had in mind that I'm dedicating the shiur to his hatzlacha, him and his friends. And I told him, we're about to have another shiur now. And again, I want to dedicate the shiur to your hatzlacha. Because the Mesiras Nefesh that these young men have in general, and especially when it came to getting into this elite unit, he told me a little bit about what it took. These young men killed themselves, literally killed themselves, for a year and a half to practice, to try to be able to get into these units. And then when they're in the unit, to be able to stay in the unit, etc. And he was very, very worried of Chas V'Shalom that this could lead to being thrown out completely from this elite unit. And the Hashgacha, what we happen to be learning about now, is where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about that emes is what's the main shleimus of dibur is emes. There are many stories in the Gemara. There's a famous story in the Medrash about a father who was about to pass away, and he had an only son. And he told his son, I want to leave you a tzavo, I want to give you a will, my will. I have one statement to tell you in my will that's going to include everything and anything. Don't lie. Always tell the truth, and then you'll be okay. And again, a person, a son, his father's about to leave the world, and his father is a great man with a lot of experience. He wants to hear hours and hours of advice. Here the father made one statement, and the Medrash goes on to tell a story that's very involved about how this son went through 40 steps of what happened afterwards. And in each step, it seemed like the most proper thing in the world to do would be not to tell the truth. But he remembered what his father had told him and that this was his last will. And he knew he had no choice other than to tell the truth. And each time it took him to another step forward in his eventual success. Eventually, he achieved tremendous success. We know that in Yiddishkeit, we're told that the Torah begins with Emes. The last letters of Bereishis Bara Elohim spell the word Emes. And the last words in creation on the seventh day, on Shabbos, when it says that Hashem completed everything he had done, and he blessed the world, he blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified the seventh day. And then it says, Asher Bora Elohim Lasois. The last letters of those three words are also Emes. So the creation begins and ends with Emes. Emes is very, very critical. Now we know in the Gemara, there's a debate between two rabbis regarding whether it's a mitzvah or whether a person is permitted to change the emes for the sake of peace. Leman hasholem, when there's a question of peace, where if a person will tell the truth, it'll lead to machlokes, major machlokes, is a person allowed to change the truth, to modify the truth, or is it a mitzvah to change the truth? There are two opinions. But after that is said and done, it's still a very delicate point that a person has to really use tremendous caution before they chas v'shalom lie, before a person tells a sheker, especially since in many cases, the truth will eventually come out, regardless of what the person says. On the other hand, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this at length, that unfortunately, the vast majority of machlokes in the world, conflict and opposition, is all about the emes. Each person believes that I'm right, and what I'm saying is the truth, and what you're saying is nonsense, baloney, it's false, it's sheker. And unfortunately, many times for this emes, people are prepared to sacrifice the rest of the whole Torah. They're ready to commit murder and all kinds of sins in defending the emes. And Rav Nosson Zal says a person has to be extremely careful. We know that when it came to Hashem creating man, we're told that the angels of Emes opposed that decision. They said, Hashem, you're going to be sorry, don't do it. And we're told that Hashem took Emes and threw it to the ground. And there's a whole deep discussion. And then afterwards, the Emes said, what are you doing, Hashem? I'm your seal. The seal of Hashem is truth. And it says Hashem picked the Emes up from the ground. We've spoken about this in the past. We can't go into this fully now. But in any case, Rav Nosson Zal explains that even though these angels were called the angels of Emes, their Emes was not equal to the Emes of Hashem. Within Emes, there are levels. There are levels and levels. And Hashem's Emes is definitely a much higher level. What they were saying was true. On a certain level, it was true. But Hashem perceives Hashem and the true tzaddikim by coming down to this world and doing battle against the Yetzirah and succeeding. Those who succeed, they go above the angels in recognition of what the real emes is, the emes lamitoi, the real truth, the truth that Hashem wants, which usually is a truth that leads to peace. There's a pasuk, ho emes v'hasholoi mohavu, love emes and sholem, love a truth that leads to peace, not a truth that leads to machloikis. There's a lot to say about this, but for now, it's not the main topic here. Let's continue inside. Our learning should be a schus for this young man, this soldier and his friends, that they should be zeichet to be matzliach. Whatever Hashem knows is their true hatzlacha, they should be matzliach. Back inside, Rabbeinu Zal continues, Vafilu sheker ein loy kiyum rak al yidei emes. And even a lie or something false has no existence without having some truth in it. K'may shepirish Rashi al posek v'gam zovas cholav udvash. Like Rashi points out in Chumash, when the Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they told all kinds of negative things about Eretz Yisrael, they included one praise of Eretz Yisrael. They said it's a land that flows with milk and honey. And Rashi says there that they had to include something of truth in order that their lie should be able to be received, to be able to be accepted. Nimtza, she'ikar kiyum u'shleimus hadibur hu'alidei ho'emes. So the real establishment and completion of speech is dependent on emes, shehu meir bahadibur, which shines into a person's speech, alidei gimel shemois, through three names of Hashem, which are, bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 50, Kael, Elohim, Hashem, Diber. We have three names of Hashem there. Kael, Elohim, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Diber, spoke. That Dibur receives from these three names of Hashem. We know that Emes, Ki Elu, Gimel, Shemois, Hei, Mekoyer, Ho, Emes. These three names of Hashem are the source from which Emes comes forth. Va'al Yodom, Meir, Ho, Emes, Badibur. And it's via these three names of Hashem that truth and honesty shines into speech, words, dahainu biribua hadibur, into the four types of speech. Hainu bechinas arboa chelke hadibur, the four sections of speech, which is what Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into right now. Before we continue, we know that the word emes has three letters. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis, Mem is the middle letter, Tav is the last letter. We know that Yaakov Avinu is associated with Emes. Titein Emes liYaakov. Avram Avinu is referred to as Chesed. Yitzchok is referred to as Gevura. And Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Tiferes or Emes, the combination of Chesed and Gevura. Hashem's name Kael is usually associated with Chesed. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim. Hashem's name Elohim refers to Midas Hadin, judgment, which is Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak, and Yud Kei Vav Kei very often is used to refer to Tiferes, the combination of both. So these three names of Hashem are the spiritual source from which Emes shines into our Dibur, into the four sections of Dibur, which Rabbeinu Zal is going to discuss right now. Ki yesh ribua hadibur. There are four parts to speech and four types of speech. Ve'al kein, and therefore, kishehoyu Yisrael begolus, when the Jews were in exile, v'hoyo hadibur begolus, and the speech was in exile, when a person's imprisoned, they can't talk. We know that Pesach, the holiday of Pesach, is when we came out of prison. We came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and it's called Pesach, the Arizal says. The mouth speaks. Because while we were in exile, the Dibur especially was in exile. And this is why, when it comes to the night of Pesach, Kol Hamarbe L'Saper Abim, Tzias Mitzrayim, Harezim Meshubach. The more you can speak about leaving Egypt, the more praiseworthy you are. And that's why when the Jews were in exile, during the time we were in Mitzrayim, Ne'amar b'Moshe, the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem offered him the opportunity to go to Paroi and to get the Jews released from Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Loi ish dvorim anoichi, I am not a man of words, I can't speak. Gam mitmoel, not yesterday, gam mishilshoim, not from 2 days ago, gam me'oz dabercha, not even from the time you first spoke to me. Zebchinas ribua hadibur. This represents four levels of speech, arbo chelke hadibur. And now Rabbeinu Zal is going to give us these four types of speech, which are mentioned in the Torah. Ki yesh dibur shel tzedakah. There is a dibur of charity. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, medaber b'tzedakah, speaking with charity. Shezel bechinas hayisroin sheyesh laodom al hachai shehu adibur. This is what makes human beings superior to animals. It's our intelligent speech. That by us, even though animals communicate somehow, grunting or birds chirping, etc., But that's not called dibur because it doesn't have any intellect to it compared to the intellect that human speech is supposed to have. Shehu geder ha'odam. The category of man is referred to as medaber when we speak about the four levels of creation. Doimem, tsoimeach, chai, medaber. Inanimate objects, plants, animals, which are called chai, and humans, which are called medaber. Vehu bechinas tzedakah, and human beings are associated with tzedakah, charity, shehu goimel chesed im habriyos, because a true human being is one who performs acts of kindness with others. Sheze geder ha'odom shedarkoi ligmoil chesed. This is the definition. This is the what defines humans as being above animals is this the nature, a human nature, to be goimel chesed, to perform acts of kindness. We know the Gemara says that you can recognize a Jew apart from other nations through three qualities: Baishonim, Rachmonim, and Goimlei Chasodim. A Jew by nature is shy, a certain shyness, the opposite of brazenness, the opposite of chutzpah. Rachmonim, kind, and Goimlei Chasodim, willing to share things with others, willing to help others. Masha'in kein hachai, whereas animals don't have this quality. V'zeh shekosuv nase odom. When Hashem first wanted to create man, He said to the angels, "Let us make man." He used the term naseh, uchsiv, and when the Torah speaks about charity, chesed, in Megillas Rus, where Rus went to Boaz and his workers, and they were generous to her. They said to her, "Take whatever you need here from the harvest. Take whatever grain you need for yourself, for your mother-in-law." So when Ruth returned to Naomi to tell her about this, she said, "V'shem ho'ish asher osisi imoy hayoin." She refers to charity as osisi, like nase odon. And the Gemara says about this, the Zohar Kodesh says about this, "Ma hosom tztoko af kan tztoko." Just as in the case of Ruth, she was referring to an act of charity when she used those words, asher osisi imoy, so too, when Hashem said to the angels, Nase Odom, He was referring to, we're going to create a new being now that's capable of performing charitable acts, capable of being Goimel Chesed. Shalidei Tztoko Nikro Odom. Ki Hatztoko Shemishom Hadibur Hu Geder Hodom. It's through Tztoko that we acquire this title Odom, because it's Tztoko, the tztoka from which this dibur comes, that's what defines a person as Adam. V'ze bechinas loy ish dvorim anoichi. And this is what's meant when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I am not a man of words." Hainu hadibur shel tztoka. He was referring specifically to something lacking in this area of tztoka. Bechinas toiv ish choinen umalve yechalkel dvora b'mishpot. There's a pasuk that says it's good. Good is a person who is gracious, and malve, he lends to other people, yechalkel dvora, then he supports his words. His words receive strength from what? From this choinen umalve. And the term ish is used there. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Loi ish dvorim," I am not ish dvorim, meaning I'm lacking in this area. There's something lacking in this dibur of tztaka. Dahainu gmilas chesed utztaka. That's one part of dibur. V'yesh dibur shel tshuva. There's a dibur of tshuva, bechinas, as we find the Navi says, When you want to return to Hashem, when a person wants to do tshuva, the Navi says, "Kru imochem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem." Bring with you words and return to Hashem, referring to the words of confession. So we see a dibur of tshuva. V'ze b'chinas gam mitmoil. And this Dibur of Tshuva is referred to as yesterday, Bechinas Dibur Shel Tshuva, Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vatoimer Shuvu Bnei Adam, you will say, let man do tshuva, ki elef shana b'yeinecha kiyoyim esmoil. Because 1,000 years of ours to you, Hashem, is like yesterday. So we see the term esmoil being used related to tshuva, that the dibur of tshuva is associated with yesterday, esmoil. Any questions up to this point, please? Okay, we'll continue. The yesh dibur shel ashirus, there is a dibur of wealth, dahainu ashirim kroivim lamalchus, referring specifically to wealthy people who are close to the king or to kingdom. Shehem bechina shloishes hasorigim. This refers to in the dream of when Paroi had two of his officers, the Sar Hamashkim and the Sar Hoifim, the person who was in charge of all the beverages of the palace, and the person who was in charge of all baked goods in the palace. And they were together with Yosef HaTzadik in prison, and Yosef HaTzadik interpreted their dream for them. And one of them said that he saw in his dream Shloisha Sarigim. The Gemara in Chulin speaks about this, and the Gemara in Chulin says Shloisha Sarigim, that this was alluding, this was a prophecy to tell us that in the future there would be a time when the Jewish people would always have three people who are referred to as Sorei Geim. And Rashi says on that, Dahainu Ashirim Kroivim Lamalchus. This means people who will be wealthy and will be able to use their wealth to be close to the king. So that even when the Jews are under the rule of the Roman king or other kings, these people with their wealth will be able to have influence on the king and be able to help the Klal Yisrael in that manner. Sheyesh lohem bechinas dibur. And these people, through their wealth, they have a word. Their word is respected. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, chein sfosov re'ehu melech. A person has grace in his lips. The king is his friend. Hainu, Hadibur shel kroivim lamalchus. This refers to the speech of those people who are close to the king and can have an influence on the king. Veze bechinas gam mishilshoim. And that's associated with what Moshe Rabbeinu said 2 days ago. Not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. Bechinas shloisha hasorigim anal. These three sorigim, the Gemara says over there in Chulim, that this refers either to two people in Bavel and one in Eretz Yisrael, or another rabbi says two people in Eretz Yisrael and one in Bavel, in each generation, who had a certain connection to the king, where their words were able to influence whatever king was ruling at that time. Hainu hadibur shel ashirim kroivim lamalchus. This refers again to the dibur of those who are close to the king. And again, mishilshon, miloshin sholosh, three, referring to the three sorigim, these three soregeim. And next, the final one, the fourth type of dibur, v'yesh dibur shel malchus, there is a speech of kingdom, of authority, shel bechinas malchus peh. Malchus is associated with the sphere of the mouth, v'ze bechinas, as Moshe Rabbeinu continues in his statement, that I have no ability to speak, gam me'oz dabercha, from when you first spoke to me. Rabbeinu Zal says, bechinas nochoin kisacho me'oz. There's a pasuk that says, Hashem, your throne is established from then, me'oz. So again, we see the word oz associated with the throne of kingdom, the kisei. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to he's lacking in this fourth type of dibur, which is this gam me'oz dabercha, this dibur of malchus. V'ho'emes, now, the truth, meir beribua hadibur, shines into these four types of speech. Alidei gimel shemo sanal, through the three names of Hashem that we mentioned previously, Shehem Kel Elokim Hashem, Shehem Bechinas Tfila, V'Torah, V'Shiduchim, V'Zivugim. These three names of Hashem are associated with these three major items, Tefillah, Torah, and Shiduchim and Zivugim. And now Rabbi Nizal is going to show the connection. Ki Kel al Shem HaKoyach. The name of Hashem Kel, even though it's associated with Chesed, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom, but the term Kel also means power, powerful. We say in Oz Yosher, Mi Chamoicho Bo Elim Hashem. Who is as powerful as you, Hashem? Shehu Takif Ubal Hayecholes. This tells us this is the name of Hashem that shows that Hashem is powerful and all capable. Valyidei Hatfilo Mikroim Yisroel B'Shem Kel. And it's through our ability to daven to Hashem that we acquire this title Kel. Bibchinas, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Minayin Shekoroi HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov Kel. How do we know that Hashem referred to Yaakov Avinu as Kel? Shenemar, there's a pasuk that says, Vayikro Loi Kel Elokei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, who's calling who? And the Gemara comes to a conclusion that Hashem was giving Yaakov Avinu this title Kel. Why? That Yaakov Avinu has power. What kind of power? Ki al yidei hatfila, kaviyochol onu loikhin liatzmenu hakoyach mimenu yisporach. Through prayer, we take upon ourselves power from Hashem, ki onu mevatlin gret zeroysov. And we actually are given the ability to nullify Hashem's decrees. Nimtza sheyesh lanu hakoyach. So we see that we have that power through tefillah to override, to change Hashem's decrees. V'alkei nikroin Yisroel kel al yidei hatefillah. And that's why the Jewish nation is called kel through the power of tefillah al shem hakoyach hanal, to show that we have this power. U'kemoshem razal, and as the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi and Tainus, on the pasuk which Bilam said, Loi ish kel vayechazev, loi ishu she'oso divrei kel kekozov. Is the tzaddik, the ish, is he not powerful that he's able to take the words of Hashem, divrei kel, and turn them into something false? Meaning Hashem says, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, and the tzaddik through his tefillah changes that. He gets Hashem not to do X, Y, Z, not to fulfill the decree. Kal yidei hatfilah mevatlin gzeroysav. Because through tefillah, the tzaddikim, the Jews, have the power to nullify Hashem's decrees. Vazai Yisroel nikroim kel. And then the Jewish nation is given this title kel. We know that Yaakov Avinu received the name Yisroel. It says, Ki soriso im Elokim vatuchal. Because you did battle against an angel. The simple translation there, we assume that the word Elokim means an angel. He battled against the angel of Esav, vatuchal, and you were successful. But we know Elokim is also the name of Hashem that represents judgment, harshness, midas hadin. So the title Yisroel, the fact that the Jewish nation carries the title Yisroel, tells us that every Jew through tefillah, through proper tefillah, has the ability to change, to nullify, to negate the decrees of Hashem. Umishom meir hadibur. And it's from there that the Dibur shines, when this name Kel shines into the Dibur shines, Bibichinas, Ugivurascha Yidaberu. Dahainu alidei hakoyach ugvura, that there's a certain power, gvura means strength, power, shezet bichinas Kel, which is what this name Kel refers to, al shem hakoyach, referring to the aspect of power and strength that Kel means. Through that, meir hadibur al yidei emes. That makes a person's words shine through truth. Ki hatfilo hi rak al yidei emes. Because the effectiveness of tefillah is dependent only on emes, on the level of honesty with which the person is speaking the words that they're saying. Kama shekosuv, as it says in Ashrei, Koroiv Hashem l'chol koirov. Hashem is close to all those that call out to him. Which ones? L'chol asher yikra'uhu ve'emes. To the ones who call out to Hashem with emes, with truth. This is one of the reasons why confession is such an important thing. A person admitting to Hashem any wrongdoings we've done, because it's a display of emes. We say in the davening in the morning, Loi al tzidkoseinu anachnu mapilim tachnoneinu lefanecha. Hashem, it's not through great righteousness that we're presenting our pleas to you. Because me'ono, what are we? What are, you know? So one of the rabbis writes, I believe the Bnei Socha writes, the words anachnu mapilim tachnoneinu, the first words, the first letters make up the word emes. That it's this emes, this truth of a person coming to Hashem and saying, Hashem, I know I'm not a tzaddik. I know I don't deserve, I don't merit. But still, you're my daddy and you love me. That honesty is what puts tremendous effectiveness into a person's tefillah. So that's the name Kael shining emes into the dibur. That's the name Kael and tefillah bringing forth the full power of one aspect of dibur. Next, Elohim, Hashem's name Elohim, Zebechinas Torah. That represents the Torah, the Dibur of Torah. Kamei Shekosuv, as we find Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ato tihi Eloi l'Elohim. You will be for him an Elohim. V'targumai, and the Targum on that says, Larav, you will be his rabbi, referring to Aaron HaKohen being the, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu being the rabbi of Aaron HaKohen. You'll tell him what to say, you'll teach him what to say, he'll be the one to say it. Vezehu, hu yihye l'chol epeh. You'll be the rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he'll be your mouthpiece. Meaning, shebechinas Elohim, bechinas Torah, hu meir l'peh. It's Moshe Rabbeinu who is the Torah, who is Elohim, will shine into the peh. Dahainu lahadibur, to the speech. Ki horav moire derech yosho letalmidoi betorosoi. Because it's the rabbi who teaches the student a righteous path through the Torah that he's teaching the student. Shezeh bechinas im toitzi yokor mizoilel kefi tihyeh. As Hashem says, if you will be able to bring forth something precious from something that was originally cheap, you know, as you're able to take a student who before he knows any Torah, he's very simple, and you'll be able to turn him into something precious, yokor, kefi tihye. Hashem says, you will be like my mouth. You'll have real dibur. V'hu b'chinas emes. Hashem's mouth is emes. Bebechinas Torahs emes hoisa befiu. The pasuk says Malachi. It's a Torah of truth that was in his mouth. So that's the third type of speech, the dibur of Torah, which receives its light from the name of Hashem Elohim. And now we come to the third name of Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ze bechinas shiduchim. Bebechinas, as we find that when Eliezer meets up with Lavan and Besuel, and he consummates the deal, the shidduch, that Rivka should agree to become the wife of Yitzchak Avinu, they say, Mei Hashem Yotzo Hadovar. We see that this shidduch is from Hashem, and Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is used. Bechinas, Umei Hashem Isho Maskoles. And it's from Hashem that an intelligent woman is given to her husband. V'hu b'chinas emes. And again, this also is tied into emes truth. B'chinas, as we find Eliezer, when he's presenting his case for this shidduch, he says, the Hashem, asher hinchani b'derech emes, who has led me in the path of truth. V'yidezeh nishlam hadibur. And through this shidduch, through the zivug, is completed the speech, the fourth aspect of speech. Because the Gemara tells us, Ki asora kaben sicha yordu loylam, 10 measures of speech were sent down to the world, tes notlu noshim, 9/10 of speech, the women took to themselves, v'echot kol hoylam kuloi, and one was left for the rest of the world, 1/10. V'chol zman she'ein hiskashrus, ein lahadibur shlemus. And therefore, so long as the woman and the man are not attached, are not connected, when there's no shiruch, no zivug, then the dibur is not complete. Aval kishen iskashrin, but when they become attached, nischabrim v'nishlomim chelke adibur, the different parts of dibur join together and become complete. Nimtza, so we conclude from this whole paragraph, shayidei gimel shemoy sanal, that it's through these three names of Hashem, Kel, Elohim, and Yudke Vavke, Shehem Bechinas Tfilah, Torah, Shiduchim, which correspond to these three major aspects of Yiddishkeit and of life, Nishlam Hadibur, they make sure that the speech achieves a level of Shlemus, perfection, Alidei Ho'emes, by being filled with real truth. Hainu ribua hadibur, this refers to the four sides of speech, shenishlam al yidei ho-emes, which are completed through emes. What we're learning so far is sort of esoteric. We don't know, how does this apply to me? What am I supposed to do with this? Rabbeinu Zal, in the next paragraphs, is going to go into this in a little bit more practical way. Any questions before we continue?
Yash Koch, Rav Maimon. I have a question regarding when you make the plea to Hashem, even if you're utilizing, you know, you confess and everything else, and you're utilizing names, is there ever a time where the Sitra Achra makes a case against you, in Israel, that it's just your plea is not listened to?
The answer is, it's possible. It is possible. However, Rabbi Nachman speaks about this in several places, that when the Sitra Achra, when the prosecuting angel comes to Hashem and says, Hashem, Did you hear what this person did? And Hashem says, yes, I heard it from him. He himself told me what he did. He confessed what he did. And that closes the mouth of the prosecutor. The Gemara mentions, kishayesh din lamato, ein din lamalo. When there's judgment below, when a person audits themselves, when we examine ourselves on a regular basis, we review our actions and our deeds and our words, and if we think we made a mistake, we acknowledge the mistake, and especially we verbalize it to Hashem, then when the prosecuting angel comes to prosecute, Hashem says, I heard about it already, it's not new. And that has a tremendous power to prevent prosecution against the person.
Yes, you're correct.
Sure.
What is it?
Any other questions? I'm sorry, I don't hear you. If you could please speak into the microphone, try to speak clearly.
How specific does this confession have to be?
The answer is as specific. The question was how specific, how detailed, and how clear should a person's confession be? And the answer is generally as good as it possibly can. A person should try to confess as close as possible to when they made the mistake, when they did the sin while it's still fresh in their mind. However, if a person doesn't remember or doesn't remember completely, then a person can add, and Hashem, in addition to the things that I'm saying, all the confession that I should be saying, that I don't know, that I've forgotten or I don't know about, please consider it please take the short confession, the little bit that I am saying, and use it as an example that I really want to express sincere regret for all the mistakes that I made. And I'm begging you, Hashem, for forgiveness.
So even though the Malach's understanding of Emes is way higher than our understanding of Emes in terms of self-judgment, Hashem still silences that Malach?
correct. This is what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara says that when a Jew comes before Hashem with sincerity and honesty and expresses genuine regret for the mistakes that we made and asks Hashem for forgiveness, that has tremendous power. There's a pasuk, Mechase Pshov Lo Yatzliach. A person who covers up their sins will not succeed. Umode, but a person who admits, Ve'oizev, and accepts upon themselves to leave that, not to go back to that, Yerucham, will receive kindness from Hashem. Let's continue now.
Rav Nosson?
Yes, please.
Question. If the person, if he's just thinking about Sinan Aveira, he feels like, you know, he fell with some kind of food. Just thinking about this food, he has a title for this food. So if he's starting, like, saying, you know, I ate a delicious cake and I overdid it. So, like, in a sense, he's reminding himself about this. And, you know, he doesn't feel really bad about eating the cake because he likes it very much. Mm-hmm. He understands he did something wrong. So how to relate it?
A person needs to try to feel regret, to realize that it's a mistake, and to try as best as I can to feel regret. Hashem knows. We say in the tefillah, Ki hu yoda yitzreinu. Hashem knows our yetzahara. He knows what we're up against. He knows that there are taivos, that we have desires and things like that. But if a person pleads with Hashem, even though I know that I have these desires, it's not really what I want. I'm protesting. I want to make it perfect. I want to say verbally that I really want to do what you want me to do. The fact that I still want these other things is because I'm not pure yet. I'm asking you to purify me. I'm asking you to help me get rid of all of these desires that make me do things that are against your wishes, and to elevate me to a point where I want only what you want. I negate any personal desires, and I'm able to train myself to go higher and higher, to get to a point where what I really want is what will please Hashem. That's what's most important to me. Everything else is secondary. Paragraph Hey.
Thank you.
Sure. Ushleimus hadibur hu bechinas loshen kodesh. When we speak about perfection of speech, that's referring to loshen hakodesh. What's called the Hebrew language, this doesn't mean modern Hebrew, this means the loshen kodesh, the words of the Torah, or words of prayer. Ki kol l'shoinoi so'amim heim chaserim ve'ein lohem shleimus. Because all of the languages of the other nations are lacking. They are not complete. They're not whole. Ki nekroim loshen ilgim. They're referred to in the Navi as l'shoin ilgim, which implies lacking, not really clear, not really expressing what it should be expressing. Ve'ein shleimus rak l'loshen hakodesh. Perfection, completion, is only loshen hakodesh. I once saw, I believe it's the Bnei Yisachar, that points out, quote, the Zohar HaKodesh makes a statement that the other side is sterile. It does not produce. It doesn't produce anything. The Kedusha, holiness, has the ability to produce. The other side has no ability to produce. And one example that's given of this is that Loshen HaKodesh, the letters of the Aleph Beis, each letter has more than one syllable. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, even Beis, it's pronounced as if it were a word, as if it were Beis, Yud, Tuf, Gimel, Gimel, Mem, Lamed, Hey, even the letter Hey, as we pronounce it, is Hey Aleph or Hey Hey. So the letters of the Hebrew alphabet of Lashon Kodesh, They produce something. They have something, a milui, that comes from them. All other languages, whether it be English, French, Spanish, do not have that. A, B, C, D, it does not, the letter doesn't produce anything in a sense. So here we're being told that shleimus, the term shleimus, applies only to Loshna Kodesh. V'loshna Kodesh hu mekusher l'shabbos. And Loshna Kodesh is directly related to Shabbos, bebechinas, as the Gemara tells us, that there's a pasuk, v'daber dovor. You will speak words. And this is written about Shabbos, and the Gemara learns from this, shelo yihi adiburcha shel Shabbos kediburcha shel choil. That a Jew must be very careful that what I say on Shabbos is nothing like what I say during the weekdays. That my speech of Shabbos is elevated. I'm very careful about what I talk about and what I don't talk about. I sanctify my speech. I don't speak about work. I don't speak about mundane matters or foolishness. Or on Shabbos, I try to be mekadesh my dibur, to sanctify my speech. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, koi sevorachu. This is how you will bless the Jews. When it speaks about the Kohanim blessing the Jews, and the Gemara says, beloshen hakodesh. When you're giving a bracha, it's in Loshen HaKodesh. She-Beloshen HaKodesh Nichlal Bracha U-Kedusha. Because Loshen HaKodesh, the holy language of the Torah, that has a combination of bracha and holiness. Ki HaLoshen HaKodesh, we know that on Shabbos it says, Vayevorech Elokim Es Yoyim HaShvi, Vayekadesh Oysoy. Hashem shined blessing and holiness into Shabbos through the speech. Shebeloshna Kodesh Nichlal Bracha Kedusha. Ki Aloshna Kodesh Mekusha LeShabbos. Loshen Kodesh is attached to Shabbos. Shenemar Boi Bracha UKedusha, which has both. Kama Shekosu Vayevorech Vayekadesh. V'alkein, and therefore, Al Yidei Sheloshna Kodesh Mekusha LeShabbos. Alkein al yidei shleimus hadibur shvunas loshna kodesh. One moment now. We spoke about chesed, gvura, and teferes. We spoke about emes, the aleph being the first letter of the aleph beis, the mem, the middle letter of the aleph beis, and the tuf, the last letter of the aleph beis. And that these represent Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Yaakov is referred to as Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. He's a combination of all three. It's brought that the Kohanim are referred to as Bracha. Again, they're the ones who give the blessing to the Jews. Koi Sevorachu Es Bnei Yisrael. The Levim are referred to as Kedusha or Tahara. Those two go together. V'kidashto es halevim, v'tiharto es halevim. Levi represents Gevura, the mid of Gevura. Yisrael is the combination of both. The word Yisrael has the word Kael in it, which we said is Chesed, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoyim, and the remaining letters spell the word Shir, the song. The Levim were the ones who sang in the Beis Hamikdash. So Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Yisrael, Asher Becho Espoer, the Jewish nation, which is Tiferes. Tiferes is the combination of Chesed and Gvura. Tiferes is Emes, which is Yaakov Avinu. So here we're being told that Shabbos is the combination of Bracha and Kedusha, of Chesed and Gvura, Kohen and Levi. It's this combination which is Emes. We know the Gemara says that even an Amoretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Shabbos represents truth. By observing Shabbos, we show that we believe that Hashem created the world in 6 days and He rested. That's the symbol of Emes. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, through Shleimus Hadibur, which is Loshna Kodesh, Ayideze Mamshichin Hasimcha Shel Shabbos, L'sheishis me'achol. It's our speech that enables us to draw the happiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki yemei hachol hein bechinas atzvus. Because the 6 days of the week are associated with lack of simcha, depression, sadness. We know that Hashem issued a curse at the time of the Eitz Hadas, Be'itzavon Toichaleno. You'll earn your livelihood with Atzvus, Be'itzavon. The 6 days of the week are associated with Atzvus. Be'zeyasapecho Toichal Bolechem. Vafilu Hamitzvois She'oisem Be'yemei Achol Heim Be'bechinas Atzvus. And even the mitzvahs that we do during the 6 days of the week, they have a taste of this atzvus in them, this lack of happiness. Ki matat shultanosei bimei achoil. Because we know that it's brought, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that on Shabbos, kaviyochel, Hashem is fully in charge and supervising everything that's taking place in the world. During the 6 days of the week, kaviyochel, it's as if Hashem gives over some of the authority to his right-hand man, to the highest angel in heaven, who is called Matat, Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun. And we're told, U'matat hu bechinas Eved. This angel is referred to in several places as Eved. Sheshes Yomim Tavoy, the 6 days of the week, are referred to as Avoido Eved, bechinas Atzvus. And a servant, a slave, is associated with sadness, depression. Aval Shabbos, whereas Shabbos is the opposite of that. Shabbos hu bechinas ben. Shabbos is the concept of a son. These represent two opposites. On Rosh Hashanah, in the davening, we say to Hashem, im kibonim, im ka'avodim, rachmeinu kerachim oval bonim. Whether we're behaving like children, or whether we behave like servants, like slaves, have rachmanis on us like a father has pity on children. So these, in the Torah throughout, these are referred to as on two opposites of the spectrum. About a son, the pasuk says, ben chacham yismachov. A true son is associated with simcha, yismach. And eved is associated with lack of simcha. Aval Shabbos hu bechinas ben, v'oz naicho le'iloin v'tatoin. On Shabbos there is rest for the upper worlds and the lower worlds. V'nis oirer simcha, and joy and happiness is activated. V'azai nisroimim v'nisalin kol ha'mitzvah sh'sheshes me'achoel mino atzvus. On Shabbos, all the mitzvahs that we did during the 6 days of the week are elevated. They're taken out of that sadness. V'nimshach aleihem menucha v'simcha. And there's drawn upon them a rest, a peacefulness, and a joy and happiness. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, when Noach was born, Noach means menucha, rest, Shabbos. Vayoyled ben, they gave birth to a son. Vayoyled ben, a son. Vayikro shmoy Noach, he was called Noach, lemor, saying, Ze yenachameinu mimaseinu umei itzvon yedeinu. This one, he will be the consolation from our actions and from our depression. Maaseinu sheishes yemei amaisa, the 6 days of action, of work. Hainu bechina Shabbos. This is alluding to Shabbos. Shehu bechinas ben, which is associated with the concept of a son. Bechinas noyach, naicha. Noyach means rest. Rest for the upper ones and the lower ones, for the body and soul. Shehu menachem u'mesameach hakoil min ha'atzvus. He is the one who consoles and brings joy to everyone, taking them out of their depression. Ze yenachameinu. U'kishezoichem lebechinas loshna kodesh. And when we're zoichem to this holy speech, shehu mekusha l'shabbos, which is associated with Shabbos, Azai mamshichen al yodoy es hakedusha v'asimcha shel Shabbos l'sheishes me'achoel. That gives us the ability not only to be happy on Shabbos, but to draw the joy and happiness and holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki machma shalosh nakodesh mekusha l'Shabbos. Because of the fact that Loshon Kodesh is so deeply connected to Shabbos, al kein nimshach al yodoy hasimcha shel Shabbos. Therefore, that serves as a vehicle to be able to help us to draw the joy of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. And now Rabbeinu Zal gives us the finishing touch on this. This is why the pasuk we quoted earlier, Kel, Elohim, Hashem, Diber, these three names of Hashem which perfect the speech, all four of these words, Im Hateva is plus four for the words, Mispar Simcha, or Begematria, the word Simcha, happiness. Because through perfection of speech, which means Loshon HaKodesh, through this we draw Simcha onto ourselves, not just on Shabbos, but even into the 6 days of the week. A complete Simcha. Now the term Loshon HaKodesh is discussed in chapter 19 in Likut Imran, in other places. When a person speaks good words in Loshon Kodesh, or in English, when a person has his Beidus, when a person speaks praise to Hashem in their own words, in English, in Spanish, in French, that's called Loshon HaKodesh. When a person speaks Loshon Hara, or profanity, or cursing in Hebrew, that's called Loshon Tomei, that's not Loshon HaKodesh. So on one hand, we're told that the Arizal spoke Loshon Kodesh on Shabbos. He would not speak any other language. But even those of us that don't, that speak whatever language we're most familiar with, this extra care to guard, to choose our words on Shabbos more than during the week, to try to avoid speaking any nonsense or anything that's not related to holiness, that elevates the person. That again draws upon us the light of these three names of Hashem, which brings a shlemus to all facets of Dibur and elevates a person to true Simcha. Any questions, please?
A few questions. Number one, as a deacon, don't they have the power to rise above the atzvos of the week and bring Simcha into the week?
Definitely, that's our mission. The question was, don't tzaddikim have the power to rise above the depression of the week and bring simcha into the week? That's what he's teaching us here. He's telling us that one of the ways of accomplishing that is by sanctifying one's speech, by speaking Loshon HaKodesh, especially on Shabbos, that will give the person the ability to rise, to get out of depression into happiness, and not just then, but that the happiness should spill over into the 6 days of the week also.
I would think that would also involve then avoiding any kind of Diburim Asurim, Lashon Hara.
Exactly, definitely.
Okay, also what happens when Lashon HaKodesh, or what's called Lashon HaKodesh, with Zaman Hazeh, is used for apikorsis and for terrible things?
The answer is that then it's the opposite of Lashon HaKodesh. It is no longer Lashon HaKodesh. If a person uses Hebrew words to say things that are blasphemy or that go against Hashem or against the Torah in any way, that is no longer Lashon HaKodesh.
Is that even worse than saying such things in other languages?
Possibly. Because he's defiling the language that Hashem used to create the world and the language that's associated with Torah, with holiness.
Okay, and also, where does Yiddish fit into this, which has acquired a kedusha through?
It's an important point that you're bringing up, because there are people that say Yiddish is really German, it has no holiness to it at all whatsoever. But I know that I've heard from many rabbonim across the spectrum, not just Hasidish rabbonim or Litvish rabbonim, but many, many different rabbis, that because of the fact that the religious Jews used this language for hundreds of years, and they used it especially for Yiddishkeit, for Torah, and for living a religious type of life, they've definitely sanctified that language. And again, the script, the letters of Yiddish are the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It's the same letters that are used for Yiddish that are used. So we're using those same 22 letters, which are extremely holy. Those are the building blocks of Yiddish also. But again, a person can say the wrong things. A person can speak what they're not supposed to speak in Yiddish, and then it's obviously not holy anymore.
But maybe it doesn't lose the holiness as much as Lashon Kodesh does. Because it's not pure Lashon Kodesh, exactly.
Possibly. Possibly.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Any other questions, please?
Yeah, Rabbi, how are you?
Sure, great.
Shalom Aleichem. Does that mean that any language that you use, if you use proper speech, you rise it to the level of Lashon Kodesh?
Correct. Rabbi Nachman speaks about this in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran, and we're told that especially a very powerful example of this is Aramaic, Targum, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal wrote the Zohar Kodesh in Aramaic, and our Torah Shebal Peh, the Oral Torah, is a lot in Aramaic, and because the language of Targum is referred to as an intermediary between Lashon HaKodesh and all the other languages. Rabbi Nachman speaks about this a lot in that chapter 19 in Likutei Moran and in other places. And by the rabbis using Targum for the Oral Torah, Torah Shebal Peh, and especially the Zohar HaKodesh, they elevated that to bring it as close as possible to the status of Lashon HaKodesh.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Rabbi Nachman took it a step further in speaking to us about having espoided us, speaking to Hashem in whatever language you're familiar with, and that's one of the highest forms of prayer. So here we're taking all the languages, and by using it for personal prayer, espoided us, we're elevating it to an aspect of Lashon HaKodesh. Sorry we went a little bit over time. We wish everybody a wonderful Chodesh, a Chodesh Tov, and a good week, and a wonderful Chag, Shavuos, is coming. Friday and Shabbos are going to be the holiday of Shavuos. All of us should be zeichet to receive the emes. The Torah is the emes, to receive the full measure of light of Hashem in a beneficial way, and to be zeichet to proper, healthy speech.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.